Welcome back to our pregame show, Kelly Schultz, along with the freshman, Adriana Vandaliste. After last night's big win over the University of St. Thomas, you score your first career goal. First of all, walk us through that goal and how it played out.
Yeah, honestly, I looked up at the net. There's lots of bodies in front of the net. Puck came out to me. I just kind of buried my head. I was on my toes, buried my head, and just hammered the puck. And luckily it went in. I honestly didn't even know where it went. I didn't really know I scored until my teammates were cheering for me, which was pretty cool.
For you as a freshman, I know getting that first career goal is always pretty special. Do you think this will open up the floodgates for you from that blue line?
Honestly, I don't know, maybe a little bit of confidence, but job is defense first. So that's my main focus, and offense will come after that.
Well, your team got off to kind of a crazy start. 4 penalties called against you guys in that first period. I don't think I've ever seen anything so lopsided, but what did coach tell you during that intermission that kind of sparked a little bit of a surge?
Honestly, just we can't control those penalties. They're obviously out of our control. It did suck. I think the game ended in 5-0 penalties for them, which was frustrating. But again, nothing we can do about it. So I think we just stuck to our game. Coach mentioned just doing the little things in the intermission for the second and third period, and possessing the puck a lot more in the O zone.
You get assists from a couple players that also were recording their first career points. One of them, a senior, Claudia Verkirky. I know she probably was pretty excited to get that point tonight. What was her reaction afterward?
I honestly don't even know if she knew that she got the assist until it was announced. But yeah, obviously it was pretty special for both of us. And I think Kayla Santel, she got an assist too. And not sure if that was her first point, but we just, like, all three of us, it was kind of like 3 firsts, and it was just kind of exciting to share that with those two. And hopefully we can do it again tomorrow.
I know you guys are playing catch up with Minnesota State, and obviously things have changed now with all the COVID stuff. The league is taking percentages. You can't worry about the standings at this point, can you? You can only do what you can on your end, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think our main focus is to just get as many points possible going into the last 4 weeks. Obviously, it's important for us. We do have some teams to catch, but we can't get too caught up in where we are in the standings and that. We just need to bear down and get her done.
Well, Hannah played a great game between the pipes, and obviously things got a little crazy there toward the end of the game when St. Thomas pulled their goalie. How much as a defender do you help your goaltender in those kind of situations, just kind of block shots and keep the traffic away?
Yeah, well, we do as much as we can, obviously getting down low, blocking shots, stick on stick, body on body. I don't think like talking to our goalies as much in those stressed out situations are the best. I think they just kind of, most of our goalies do their own thing, self-talk, that sort of thing. But yeah, obviously we do what we can. Blocking shots is something our D-Corps is pretty good at too.
What's it going to take to beat St. Thomas and get the sweep tomorrow?
I think just coming out as we did in the second and third period, playing the full 60 minutes, not taking that period or, mind you, shifts off. I think, I don't know the percentages, but we had a lot of ozone time. So keeping that up tomorrow, getting shots to the net and traffic in front of the net.
What's the second half been like for you? Obviously now with that first half behind you, you're not really a freshman anymore. What's it like now having that behind you?
Yeah, I definitely think I've gotten a little more confident in the league, just got some games under my belt, and just around here too, a little bit more comfortable with the girls, and I love every moment of it. Yeah, just excited for these last 4 weeks, and hopefully we can get her done.
Adriana, congrats again on that first career goal. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, Kelly.